It's because of her Moshe's vart of outside of the room. Okay. Shasisa. We're still on Lamed Chesmet Aleph. So the Gemara says that Shasisa, Raka, you make a Shahakol, Shasisa Ava, you make a Mizonos, that's the vart of Shmuel. Let's start actually from Shmuel's vart. So Shmuel says that Shasisa Ava, you make a Mizonos. So what's the Chiddush? In other words, why would it be different than any other Maisa Kedera? And especially if you hold up like the Ritva, talking about cooked flour. So if you look at the Rambam, he says something interesting. Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Kemach shel echad mechameshes haminim, shekaluhu ve'irvu b'mayim, o b'shar mashkim, im haya ava, kedei sheyiye ra'ui la'achila, the la'ato, mivarech alav. Now that's the correct girsa. If you look at the old Rambams, it has a different girsa, but this is the Frankel one. It's the correct one, I think. Mivarech alav betchila bar mnei mezonos ulvasov ala mechia v'al kalkala. V'mhaya rach kedei sheyi aray l'shtiha. Mivarech alav betchila shehakol ulvasov gori nefashos rabos. So I think the pshat in the Rambam is like this. That the chiddush that it's mezonos is because you drank it. Now, there's a Rambam here tells us that raka is shahakol because it's roi l'shtia. A point that we'll return to in a couple of minutes to talk more about. But something that's roi l'shtia is shahakol, even though it's made from flour. But because it's ra'ui la'achila, when it's ava, even though you didn't eat it, the Rambam says a la'ato. I think of a la'ato means basically you drank it. It's like halitenina min hadom hadom hazeh, right? You know, like the Medrash says that Esav told Yaakov to like pour the lentils down my throat, right? So that's the chiddush here. In other words, in light of Rambam's Chiddush, that drinks are shahakol, even though they have flour in it, you might have thought also that it's if it's roi l'achila but velato, so it's also shahakol. So that's a Chiddush of Shmuel, which is that it's still mezonos because it's roi l'achila. And this is an idea that we're going to get to a little more momentarily, the idea that Tosus also says, we'll talk about if the Rambam and Tosus are the same or not, but that Shechar, for example, is Shehakol, even though it's made from Dagon, because it's a drink and it's not a food. Now, the Rambam writes, so that's, I think, that the Rambam's telling you what's the Chiddush in Shmuel. And so he's telling us two chidushim here. One is, like we said, the chiddush of Shmuel, that if it's roi l'achila but v'la'ato, it's still mezonos. But if it's roi l'shtia, so then it's shehakol. Now, the question is, so let's assume that that's an idea that Rambam and Tosus are both saying. Tosus says it about beer. You hear, see the Rambam saying it about shesisa raka. The question is that a din in mizonos, or is it a din in all brachos? Meaning to say, is Toso saying that mizonos, you don't say mizonos on a drink, or is Toso saying you only make a shahakol on drinks? When something is a drink, it's automatically a shahakol. In other words, right, Toso's asked the question, with respect to a drink, that is beer, right? Would you say the same thing about, let's say, fruit juice, right? Is the reason why we don't make a ha'eitz on fruit juice because it's a shackle, or no? So I would have thought that the principle, this principle, both in Tosfos and in the Rambam, is a din in mizonos. Saying you don't make a mizonos on food. And the reason is very simple, because Mizonos has to be mazon, like we've discussed already in other contexts. Mizonos is a unique bracha. It goes on mazon. Ad kedei kach, that at least Rabbeinu Yonah holds, that anything that's mazon, doesn't matter what it is, could be a mizonos, right? Like we said, you know, maybe in Peru, quinoa would be mizonos. Anything could be a mizonos, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. But the point is that things that are mazon, you don't drink, right? You eat your mazon, you don't drink your mazon. So therefore, this klal in the Rambam, the klal in Tosfos, maybe it's just a klal in mizonos, not in all brachos. And maybe you see this a little bit from the Rashba, because the Rashba says like this. Rashba in this sugya, kashali v'afilu avdi leil refua, ma'ihave levarech alea bari pri adama, debish lama, mine mizonos lo mevarchinan, alei kevan delo avdi lachila ulemezan, avo pri adama, mia levarech alei, debimil sekai. So, he asks the kasha, the Rashba. The Rashba says, I understand why on Shasisa Raka that you make for a fua, you're not going to make a mizonos on it. Why? Because it's lo avdi l'achila l'mezan, right? But why do you make hadama? So what do you see from this Rashba? Again, he's telling you a svara that shayach to the nature of mizonos. Mizonos you only say on things that are avdi l'achila l'mezan. But that's not a rule that applies to Adama. So therefore, I would have thought that the rule of Tosos, the rule of Rambam, applies only to mizonos. You don't make a mizonos on drinks, but not necessarily other brachos. Yeah, so Aaron, you were going to say something?
Yeah, so in Bava Basra, when he's talking about Shechar, when the comes out Shehakol, so he gives his Ishtanu Liluya answer to Tosos by a Shehakol. The Odmi Yemar Desairi Iker Tolma Maya Iker. So saying that it's not a din in like the Rashba is trying to
say. Yeah, but that's a different answer than
it's a din in Mizonos. It's a din in Maya Iker. And we saw
this. Yeah. Tosis gives that answer in Brachos also. But the Rush.
No, he doesn't.
The Rush gives that answer.
Yeah. It doesn't say
Maya. That's a different answer. In other words, that's not my point is like this. When Tosos gives the answer of Shtia, right? Tosos gives three answers, right? One of them is, let's look at Tosos, right? Number one is, he says, why don't we make a mizonos on beer, right? So he says, number one is, it's only time of Alma. It's not mamashas. Answer number two, in Tosfos, v'od mishum sheish bo liyal chuna v'pas, right? Answer number three, v'od b'shtia omer shahakol. So my
This is number four.
I understand. Wait. Yeah. My question is, in answer number three, is that a klal in mizonos, or is it a klal in all brachos? Is he saying, al shtia omer shahakol? Does that mean all shtias are automatically shahakol? Obviously, wine being an exception. Or is he saying, even though he says al shtia omer shakol, basically, really what he means to say is al shtia ein omer mizonos. His kasha is it should be a mizonos. His answer is no, al shtia omer shakol. There are other answers to the question, like you said, from the Rashi Tosfos and Bava Basra, that it's not, but which is similar, more similar to the first answer of Tosfos, not exactly the same, but similar. But that's I'm not interested in that now. I'm interested in answer three of Tosfos, right? And you see a similar thing in a Rambam, and I have a Hakira. What's the pshat in that answer? Is the answer that al shtia you always say shahako, no matter what? Or is he really just saying al shtia ein omer mizonos? So then I said, well, how do I know that such a chiluk exists? So there I'm bringing a dimyon from the Rashba, right? I can't prove anything from the Rashba to Tosfos, but you see such a svara, right? The Rashba says that mizonos has to be on something that avdile lachila ulemezan. So I understand drinks are not avdile lachila ulemezan, but so that's all I'm asking, right? So you hear Aaron, what I'm saying? What's
yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, good. So I have a kasha. So that's the way I had thought maybe is the pshat and Tosfos and the Rambam. It's a din in mizonos. It's not a din in all brachos. But if you look at the Gra does it learn that way, and he has a tremendous raya. The Gra is a kasha on the Rambam. If you remember, going back to the Rambam, Ches Beis, the Rambam, that's the Rambam about olive oil. And he says, you know, so olive oil depends. If you're Choshish Begrono, then you make the olive oil mixed with the Anigron, then you make a Hayitz. But if you're Edo Choshish Begrono, so then you make a Shahakol because the Anigron is the Iker, right? In fact, the Gra, why are you making a Shahakol? What bracha should you make on Anigron if the Anigron is the Iker? No. Hadama, right. Right? Like we saw a couple weeks ago, that by shlakos, anigron is basically shlakos. So, pshitale, my dekulo shilki, kekulo shilki. You make a hadama on broth of vegetables. So the kasha is, really, you should make a hadama if eno choshish begrono. Why does the Rambam say make a shahakal? Says the Gain. And this is in Simon Reish Beis of Dalet. Afagav, Aminan Maya de Silka Kasilka, Mikomakom Kevan de Lashtia Mivarech Shehakol, Kamoshikas of Tysus Lamed Chesamid Aleph, Sofdir Maskal Hai. Oh, Muvadib, right? Says the Ramba, says the Gain, no. Not like I learned Tosfos, not like I learned the Ramba. This is a general klal. On a Shtia you make a Shehakol, and therefore, if it's something that you drink, in other words, if you drink, the Gemara said if you, vegetable broth is hadama, right? What does that mean? That's if you eat vegetable broth, if you're eating it as a food. But if you drink vegetable broth, a V8, right? Or something like that, so then it's shahakol. Why? Because it's a drink. Ashtia omer shahakol. That's the way the Gain is learning the Rambam. And Tosfos. Now, you have a raya, at least in the Rambam, because it answers up the kash from a nigrom. Mechatesi, that's what Tosfos means, I don't know. But that's the way he's learning both of them. Now, the truth is the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Dalet doesn't sound that way so much, because there, when he's talking about shalakos, he says, Yirako shadarkan lehishalek, shalkan mevarach al me shalak shalahen bar piyadama, vehu shalkan lishtos me mehem. Shememe shlakos kishlakos b'makom shadarkan lishtosan. The Rambam said that when is me shela kamosan? When it's darkan lishtia. And the Gra says that when you're doing it lishtia, according to the Rambam, you don't make a shahakol. You don't make a dam, you make a shahakol, right? You have to say lishtosan means ladafka. In other words, lishtosan means, or maybe you'll say, you can't say that. Maybe you'll say that, b'makom shadarkan lishtosan, so then it would be hadama or ha'etz, because that's the derech, right? Maybe like wine. Now, how did the Rambam know to say in the sugya of maya desilki kasilki, v'hu b'makom shadarkan lishtosan? How did he know that? Where did Rambam get that from? The Gemara didn't say it. So maybe he's trying to say, because it's only if it's dark on lishtosan that it would be hadama. Otherwise, we'd follow the regular rule of all shtiyas being shahakol. Now, it's still a little bit dochak, because then in halacha base, how could he say that it's automatically shahakol by the anigron? Shouldn't it depend? I don't know. Lule the Gra, I would have read the Rambam differently. I would have said, Me shlakos or kashlakos kashadach lishtosan l'chud. In other words, without other things. Once you mix in olive oil, it's going to be a shahakal, because there's sort of multiple contributors to the tam. But that's the way the Gra reads the Rambam and Tosfos. So again, according to the Gra, all drinks are basically shahakal. Okay, now I want to make another ha'ara on shasisa, and then we're going to get back to this point that we just made. So the Gemara says over here that that when it's raka, when it's raka, you make a shahakol. So the kasha is, what about the rule of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes minei dagan mevarchen alav bori minei mezonos? So if you remember back when we did Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, we had a number of mahalchim and rishonim on that sugya, how to understand that rule. And I just want to point out now that each one of them, I think, is l'shitasam over here in this sugya. What they say over there works perfectly with what they say over here. How so? So let's look at the Rush. Remember, one of the basic machloks, and we had over there, is between a Rush and a Ritva, we said. According to the Rush, the principle of kol sheyesh bo doesn't violate the rule of ikar v'tafel.
In other words,
I don't know what you mean, right? The Rush said that hilkach tav shel she'ikar hu mechameshes aminim afil yiriv imo dvar macherim, even though it's a minority, it's not the rov, you make a bar minim zonos, right? But you still has to be ikar, right? And also the Rambam held that way. As opposed to the Ritva, who said no, even though the ikar isn't the mizonos, as long as it's mikar atav shel, even though it's not ikar legabei, so you still make a mizonos, right? And we saw a similar mahalich in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Agur and others. So how is it l'shitasam over here? So let's break it up. We'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos over here writes, Mikol makom lo yivarech ela shehakol kevan she'ena asui lisod kiyim lishtos, right? So, but in other words, what's the criteria? Lisod. Now, remember, what did Tosfos over there say by Rav and Shmuel, Amid Vav and Mebeis? He says that you always make a mizonos if it's lisod, as opposed to, let's say, ledabek, right? So for Tosfos, the criteria to make mizonos on Lamed Vav and Mebeis was lisod. And over here, he says the same thing. The criteria is lisod. The Rosh is l'shitaso. Over here, when he paskins, well, he doesn't talk about it over here by Shasisa, but in the Tshuvas HaRosh, he writes that when the Gemara says that kavana l'refua, right? So that makes it that the kamach isn't the ikar. So he says, I'll read you his lashon, avim tomar b'shechar sa'orim amai mevarchan shehakol v'halo ha'sa'orim ikar umishtani liluya, right? Sa'orim are ikar. It's one answer. Inami, shehamashke tzalul ikaro al shem hamayim, the lo shayach lahadira vishmuel, to kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, lefi she'en kan kiyim tam be'alma, midid havi ashesisa. So what does he say? He says that both by Tshuva, again, Tshuva Sarash is called down to Dalet Simen Tesvav, that the reason why Shasisa Raka Shahakal is because the flower is an ikar. And he says the same thing by beer. The reason why beer is Shahakal is because the Seorim are an ikar. Ikar, Ikaro, Al Shem Hamayim. And that's L'shitaso, because he held in the Sugya of Kol Sheyeshbo that we only say kol sheyeshbo when the kamach is ikar. So as long as we could say the kamach isn't ikar, then it's not going to be mizonos. It'll be shahakol. Now, what do we say? The Ritva couldn't say this, because the Ritva holds that even when the kamach isn't the ikar, we still say mizonos. So what does the Ritva over here say? So the Ritva is l'shitaso. He writes, haba ava haba raka, raka de l'refua avdila, Ve'ein derech la'achla kach mevarach shehakol. D'chol achila shelo kedarka mevarach shehakol. In other words, a totally different type of answer than all the answers we saw until now. Until now, in the Tosos and the Rosh and the like, what do we say? We said that the reason why you make a shehakol and not mizonos is because the mazon isn't the ikar, it's not lisod, right? But that's not good enough for the Ritva. The Ritva says you always say mizonos even when it's not the ikar. So he has to come up with a totally different type of reason why he don't make mizonos. And what's his reason? It's achila shelo kedarka. That's what the Ritva understands when the Gemara says that it's refua kasi, right? According to Tosfos, according to the Rosh, le achila le refua kasi isn't the reason why it's a shahakol. The reason why it's not a shahakol is because it's not balisod. Or the reason why it's a shahakal is because it's not the ikar, right? It's just telling you, when the Gemara says, oh, it's l'refu, it's not telling you the reason why it's shahakal, it's just telling you, like, why would you make this stuff, you make it l'refua, right? Otherwise, why would you drink this like gross flour with water type mixture, right? That's what, but the Ritva is saying, no, l'refua kasi is the reason. This is made l'refua. It's not a chila kedarka. That's why it's a shahakal. And that's because the answer of the Rosh of Taisus wouldn't be shayach for the Ritva l'shitaso based off of his mahalech in Kol Sheyeshbo. And because the Rosh Tosis type answers wouldn't work. And you see the same thing in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, who also learns like the Ritva, says, Raka de la Refua Ka'avdi, La Shahakal, Pershim Yuchedes la Refua, Shein Derech la Achla Klal, Ela la Refua. The Kevan de Kain, O Shayach Babracha Didei, the call the refua kolomer miuchedis lakach lo mevarich alea. The call makom shehakol mias mevarich alea dehanene. Right. In other words, when the Gemara is saying refua kavdila, it's teaching you the reason. Now, agav, you could ask according to this mahalich of the Ritva, and certainly the Ra'ah, but then why do we make a ha'eit when you have the shemen with a nigron when it's choshesh begrono? Right. Isn't that also the refua? Isn't that also a refuah? So the truth is that he addresses that question over there. The Ritva over there in Lamed Vav Med Aleph writes that and this also relates to why he says you're allowed to have it on Shabbos, is Sha'af al pisho so la refuah, kevin shederach l'shtoso gam kein lefamin b'lo refuah mater. In other words, that principle of things that are taken la refuah are shahakol, that's only when they're exclusively taken for refuah. So by the shaman with a nigron, sometimes people have it even not for refuah. So memela, it's a heitz. But if you have something like shasisa raka, apparently nobody ever drinks shasisa raka except for refuah. So therefore, we have this principle that you automatically make a shahakal. Now, we should note that even though the Ritva have this idea that foods that are eaten exclusively for refuah are shahakal, not all Rishonim agree to that. Rabbi Yonah over here, for example, quotes that opinion and he says it's absolutely wrong. Devadai mipnei she'ochal adavar l'refuah eino goreya berchaso. Just because something is refuah doesn't mean it should lose out on its bracha. So what that you're eating it for refuah? Why should that change the bracha? So he says the pshat is el hachik amar haisa raka kamosha derech lasos l'refuah afal pisha shoso solana miavarech la shakol. But in other words, that's not the reason why shakol that is l'refuah, like the way the Ra'ah is reading it. So here we have another interesting machlokas, whether refuah makes something a shakol or not. But nogel in yanenu, we see how all the Rishonim align up very beautifully in terms of their shitos in Kol Sheyeshbo. And also the Rambam, I think, lines up very nicely. Why? Because, remember, the Rambam wrote that by Kol Sheyeshbo, the only time we make a mizonos is when the dagan is the ikar, right? So according to that, right, something like the Rush. So it, according to his theory, will you need to come on to the reason for shahakal being refuah? No, right? According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, that we always say mizonos, even if it's not the ikar, so then we need a new reason over here. According to the Rambam's reason, the answer is simple, like the Rosh said, because it's not the ikar. And that's exactly what he says, right? The Rambam over here, when he quotes this halacha, he doesn't even mention anything about refuah. He writes, doesn't invoke refuah. There's no reason to invoke refuah. Though, as we noted, he does bring in another factor of shtia. There's more to say over here, maybe what sounds like, but I think isn't a stira in the Ra'ah. But I think for now we will we'll leave that. I want to talk for a moment, even though, again, I know we're Aaron told me we only could talk about brachos issues, but I feel like we could talk about refuah for Shabbos. because everyone was here last year by Shabbos, and we talked about refuah extensively. And I want to just add, there's really a lot of things I wanted to add, but I want to, for purposes of time, just add one nekuda that came clearer to me when I saw the Gemara here that I think I didn't appreciate last year when we did the refuah. So let's talk about it here. Okay. So here we go. So in our Gemara, it sounds like I have reshus from Yosef and Aaron. Okay. So it sounds like in the Gemara that the reason why it's mutter to drink this stuff on Shabbos is because gavra lachila kamachavein refuah memeil kavia. In other words, lemaisa, you are machavein for achila. Right? That's the only reason why it's mutter, because gavra lachila kamachavein. And there's two lashonos in the Gemara. Is it just gavra lachila kamachavein, or is it gavra lachila kamachavein refuah memeil kavia? It's an interesting discussion if there's an afkamina. But lemaisa, that's what he's saying, right? Gavra lachila kamachavein, you're not machavein for refuah. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes our Gemara, Simen Shin Chafchas, Sif Mem Zayin. And he says, you see from here that if you're not mechavim l'refuah, it's aser. If you're eating foods on Shabbos, but you're mechavim l'refuah, it's aser. And that's also the mashmaos of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well. I'll read you first the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Kol ha'ochlin, brian, ochlin, osan, v'chol ha'mashkin, brian, shosin, osan. Fine. V'da. De bebrachos, mashma lehedia, de mechavim l'refua, aser, she'omer al hach, de chol ha'ochlin, ochol adam l'refua, gavr l'achilak mechavim, u'refua memela kahavia. Ayin sham. But he notes that the Rambam is against this, because the Rambam says, the ochlan kedei l'shabos bahen muter ayin sham, and also the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are against this position. Tzarchi and gadol. So he gives his pshat. He says muchach in the Gemara it's only muter when you're mechavein v'achila, not refuah. He says that's against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. Tzarchi and gadol. But basically, you know, he's saying that the Rishonim missed the boat on this sugya, right? Similar mashmaos in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's shinchach chesif gimel. Sif Mem Gimel, sorry. A little less clear, but it is the Meshbos, I think. He writes over there, Aval im ein lo mechosh klal, v'enem is kavim klal refua, elo tzarach acher, kagon ha'ochel srafim metukim v'gomim. Mutter. Aval kshemeschavim lo refua aser, afal pishu hubari gamor, v'ein lo shom mechosh. Okay. That's all he's zakt. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Now, but as we said before, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Chesif Lamed Zayin, says explicitly, Kol Ochlan Umashkin, Shem Machal Briyim, Motor L'Ochlan L'Lishtosan, Afal Pishem Kashan L'Kses Briyim, U'mulche Chamilzit L'Refua Avid, even though it's Mulche Chamilzit L'Refua Avid. Afilo Ach Yishari, right? The Ritva over here says the same thing. It's mutter v'afilu miskaven v'shtiyasu l'refuah. The Rashba over here is mekel as well. He's talking over there about the havamina of the Gemara that Shasi says aser on Shabbos, and he says the havamina is it's aser. Kevin de liolam lo avdi la raka l'refuah fagav de ochel hu lichlei b'Shabbos de isbei mishum shchika samimanim. But still, in the end of the day, it's mutter. Why? De chol makom. Kevan to become akum, kevan to Torah ochal yesh lahen, afal pish enu ochal el refua, afilu hachi shari. So lemaisa, the Rashba, Ritva, Ra'ah, Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch all say it's mutter against the Aruch HaShulchan. Aye, but isn't the Gemara meforish like the Aruch HaShulchan? He's right, right? Doesn't the Gemara say, Gavra l'achila k'machavin reform emela k'havya? So the answer, I think, is that the Aruch HaShulchan didn't read the end of the Gemara, right? The Gemara did initially say, the Gemara said like this. Originally, it said, let's look at the Gemara. Vitzricha, the Rav. We need the Chiddush of Rav. De'imehai, if I just had this din, of kol ha'och, kol ha'ochlin ochel adam l'refu v'shabbos kol ha'mashkin shos adam shos right? Then ha'vemina l'achila kamachavin l'refu v'meil kahavya. I think it's only mutter if it's gavra l'achila kamachavin. Aval ha'cha by shesisa raka kevin l'chatchila l'refu kamachavin lo livracha le'klal. So you shouldn't make a bracha on it, right? Because what's the din by shesisa? You're not machavin l'achila. You're machavin only l'refua. Kamash malan rav, kevin disleh hanamine by bruchai. It needs a bracha. And likewise, what's the din by shesisa? Shesisa mutter asaran Shabbos. Mutter. How do I know? It's explicit, right? The Gemara said earlier, v'shavin shebochshin es hashasis. So it's mutter, even though the Gemara says it's not la'achila kamachavein. Even though l'refua kamachavein. So it's explicitly like all the Rishonim against the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is absolutely right in Hava Mina. If you just had the Mishnah in Shabbos of Kol Ha'ochlin Ochel Adam L'refua B'Shabbos, I would think that the only time it's mutter on Shabbos is when it's Le'achila kamachavein u'refua memeil kahavya. But l'maskana, we say that it's true even when it's mechavein l'refua. I think last year we mentioned this Aruch HaShulchan and we said, yeah, maybe the Gemara in Bracho sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Gemara in Shabbos didn't sound like the Aruch HaShulchan. But now, I think even the Gemara in Bracho sounds exactly like the Aruch HaShulchan. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan's a Pella, right? What happened to the Gemara? It's Mefurish like all the other Rishonim. Maybe he'll say Taka, and you can't tell me that the Aruch HaShulchan will say Shasis is Aser on Shabbos because it says it's Mutter on Shabbos. Unless he's going to say that it's only Mutter if it's your Mechavin L'Achila or a different type of Shasis. I don't know how the Aruch HaShulchan reads the Gemara, but Lamaisa, all the Rishonim, Uchaira, say not like the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore it's going to be mutter to have food on Shabbos even when you're mechavein le'refua. Now, parenthetically, you could ask, but if you're mechavein le'refua, shouldn't we be worried about shchikas hamimanim? In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan Misfarim makes more sense. That's the whole idea of the Issur Refua on Shabbos, right? I'm choshish for shchikas hamimanim. But if you think about it,
didn't we say meaning the chashash might mean whether it's on you or on other people? So if it's on other people, so
I think that's another example of this, right? Now, that's like we said before. If really the pshat is that in each and every case we're afraid about shchikas hamimanim, so we should also be machmir for chol shem bo sakana, right? Adrav, we should be more machmir. Okay, maybe we'll get out of that and say, you know, lo gazru b'chiyah gavna. But really, I think the pshat is that, like you said, that it's not a chashash in this case, but it's a general concern. And therefore, the Lashon of Rashi, if you remember, Shabbos Nun Gimel and Beis on this way. Xerim shev shchika samimanim, b'midi de refua gazru rabbanan, d'isharyas shum refua asi l'mishu shchika samimanim. Now, it's not that you're going to do it this time. It's in general. And that being the case, so that wouldn't apply to food.
Good. Anyways, though, how does one don your kavana while you're eating something?
But me. In other words, if the pshat is that there's two ways to understand Xera, right? One way to understand Xera is if I'm allowed to take medicine, I'm going to grind it. Right? In which case, we should be concerned over here, because since I am a chavim refuah, I'm going to grind the medicine, right? And then we'd have a kasha. But if the pshat is, no, that if we're matir medicine in general, then that will generally lead, not in this particular case per se, but generally lead to shchika samimanim, so then saying that there's exception to the rule by food is not a problem. Because the fact that we allow it for food, even when you're mechavim l'refua, will not lead generally to the concern of shchika samimanim. Okay. Fine. There's much more to say on Shchikas Samimanim, on Shabbos, that I thought came up over here, but I think we'll leave it for now. So let's talk about the next sugya a little bit, and then we'll stop. So the next sugya at the bottom of the page, going on to the top of the next page, is a very interesting idea, the machlokas about hamotzi versus motzi. Right? The Gemara has a very interesting story. There was someone by the name of Bar Rav Zvid, who they told Reb Zera was a big, excellent person in Hilchos Brachos. So he said, "Oh, when he comes, you know, bring him over. I'd like to see this." So he gives him some bread, and he says, "Motzi lacha min ha'aretz." He doesn't say hamotzi; he says motzi. So Reb Zvid says, "Sorry, Zera said, yeah, this is an adam gadol. If he would have said hamotzi, he would have taught me a how to teach the pasuk that hamotzi is lashon avar." And he also would have taught me that the halacha is like the Rabbanan. But now that he just said motzi, so he hasn't taught me anything. You see, Agav, that there is an inyan to sort of teach through how you even make brachos, right? In other words, he didn't say that if he would have said hamotzi, that would have been better because of like Tysus's reason that the letters wouldn't be together. Motzi lachem min haaretz. No, that's not the reason, or the Ritva's reason. He didn't bring that in. He said the reason is why he should have said hamotzi is ashmuin and taima, ashmuin and helchasa. So you see that interesting idea. But so fine. So what was he thinking? What was this virus been thinking? Now there's place in the end of the day to machlokas tamayim. So he said he thought, well, I may as well be safe, right? Listen, since motzi works for everybody, so that's the better option, right? That's what he thought. But it sounds like the pashtus, the maskana of the Gemara, is that Reb Zera held that we don't say this idea of afushe nafshe miplugta, right? This idea should be yotze l'chol adeos. So what's interesting is if you look at the Gemara in Lamed Tesamad Beis, and we're not going to spend too much time on this now because I imagine most of you haven't gotten to Lamed Tesamad Beis yet. But l'chayra, the Gemara in Lamed Tesamad Beis says fakert. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak over there says yari shemayim yotze de shneihem. And who is that? Marbre Ravina, de Marbre Ravina, Meniach Prusa, Besoch, Hashlema, Uvotzeya. There's a machlokas over there in the Gemara exactly what you're supposed to do with Tzias HaPas in terms of when you have Psisim, when you have Shlemim. So at least according to Rashi over there, what does it mean? It means you try to be Yotze both Shitos by putting the Prusa, Betoch, Hashlema, and being Botseya that way. So now I have a stira to Gemaras. Lama Tesamid Bey says, Yerushimayim Yotzi De Shneihem. And our Gemara says that we, you know, the idea of Lafuke Nafshem Miplugta, to try to be Yotzi Yede Shneihem, as it were, is not a Mila. So maybe the answer is very simple. Maybe the pshat is because on Lama Tesamid Bey, it's Pashat we Paskin like the Rabbanan. So if you paskin like the Rabbanan, then there's no mila to be yotzei de shneihem, right? But on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, he was mesupik kata paskin, and therefore, if he was mesupik kata paskin, so there's an inyan of yarshimam yotzei de shneihem. However, that's not a great answer, certainly not according to all Rishonim, because according to a number of Rishonim on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, first of all, we certainly paskin like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Tosus writes. And moreover, according to a number of Rishonim, when it says Yar Shemayim Yotzi De Shneihem, he was referring to he was not referring to Shalim and Prusa, which Rashi said that's a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, but rather it was prusa shalchitin ushlema shel saorim, which we certainly don't paskin like. So then you have to figure out when you say Yerushamayim Yotzi Deishnehem, right? So what's the pshat? In other words, over there it's mavur that even when we surely don't paskin that way. So one possibility I was thinking of, I don't really know the answer. One possibility I was thinking of is that maybe there's a difference between Yachad v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim, where it's more of a definitive thing, like over here, the Halacha would be like the Rabbanan, and therefore we don't say Yerushamayim Yotzi Deishnehem. And over there, even though it's based off, Tosa says it's based off of a rule of Rav of Yochanan, Lach of Yochanan, but that's a less definitive type of psak. So there's more of an inyan to say Yerushamayim Yotzi Deishnehem. Alternatively, you could say that the reason why Hamotzi is better than Motzi over here is because of a Zaydika reason, right? Another advantage, either because of like Tosfo says that we don't want to have Motz Lechem Min Haaretz, right? So that's why Hamotzi, oh, sorry, Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi. Ha'olam Hamotzi is better than Ha'olam Motzi because the two mems could get blurred together. Where the Ritva is a different shot, that the reason why Hamotzi is better is because Hamotzi has the connotation of Hayahove V'iya, and because it's both past, present, and future, and there's a Mila. In other words, you could say that maybe it's one thing to say Yerushamayim Yotzi Deishnehem when there's no loss, right? Like, there's no loss of putting the Prusa Bein Hashlema. But over here, since there's other advantages of Hamotzi, right? Namely, either Tosis's advantage or the Ritva's advantage. So therefore we say no. Someone who's a big Talmud Chacham won't just be Motzi Afuke Nafshe Miplugta, but he'll choose one of the opinions because of those advantages, right? So it's a little dolchak to say that, because the Gemara sounds like the reason why the mile of saying Hamotzi isn't those reasons. It's because of Ashmuinan time of Ashmuinan Hilchasa. But maybe that's why the Ritva and Tosfos, by finding other advantages to Hamotzi, they're answering this question. Because otherwise, based off of the Gemara and Lama Testament base, we would say Taka, Yerushamayim Yotzi Deishnehem. Now, just parenthetically, interesting ha'ara. So the Ritva says, what's the advantage of Hamotzi? Because it's a remez to Hayahove V'iya. So what's the inyan of being the remez to Hayahove V'iya over here? What's the pshat? So I thought to say the following pshat. The Medrash Rabbah says, it's in Bereishis Rabbah Perek Tesvav, Parsha Tesvav. Rabbi Nechemya Amar, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, shekvar hotzi lechem min haaretz. So that's lashon avar. V'rabbanan amri motzi lechem min haaretz. It has the reverse names. Shu asid lahotzi lechem min haaretz. So what's the pshat l'chachamim? So the pshat eifat l'chachamim is like this. The Gemara Ksubos Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bey says, asida eretz Yisrael shetotzi gluskos shenemar. Yihi pisas bar ba'aretz. Maybe that was even Parsha Shavua, that was even in Gan Eden, right? In other words, la'asad lavo, Hashem is going to, the trees are going to grow bread, meaning say fully developed products. It's not like nowadays where you have to work very hard, right? You harvest the wheat and then you crush the wheat and then, you know, like we saw last year, Sidur de Pas is quite a, it's quite an avoda. No, all that's bisman azeh. But la'asad lavo, it's going to be easy. So the pshat is like this. The Ritva says that even though the sugya, our sugya says that the ikar reason why we say hamotzi is because past, because that's really the ikar. Because this bread, you were motzi in the past from the ground, right? But there's a mila of hamotzi because it also has present tense is mashma, right? And which is actually the simple reading of motzi. And also, it has future tense. Why is future tense important? Because Hashem is going to be motzi lachem in haaretz. Lasavavo. The trees are going to grow gluskos. They're going to grow loaves. So there's a mila of hamotzi because it has all those milos. So I thought maybe that's the pshat. Now, so one last, the Rambam agrees to it, but not in a literal sense. It's still true. Meaning to say, the Rambam thinks that nature is not going to change. But the Rambam isn't saying ignore that Medrash. The Rambam is saying you should translate that Medrash non-literally. In other words, we're not going to have to be Bimos HaMashiach, so Asuk and our Parnasa and all this hard work. Everything is going to be easy, so we'll have time to spend our days studying Torah and doing mitzvos, right? In other words, Aaron, it's not the pshat that the Rambam disagrees. He doesn't read it literally. Okay. So just one more ha'ara on this issue, the idea of whether or not we try to be Yotze Kol HaDeos. So I think maybe over here, there's a Yesod Gadol in Chumros. In other words, let's take the case where the Gemara says, Yerei Shemaim, Yer Yotze L'Chol HaDeos, right? That's in the world of Betzias HaPas. Now, why is that? What are you trying to do by being Yotze Kol HaDeos? Let's assume, even like the Rishonim, that it's talking there about Seorim. So the point is that there's a mila of Shleimos, there's a mila of Chitim. Now, Halach L'maisa, the mila of Chitim trumps Shalim. We'll get to that to you a little later. But when is there an Inyan to be Machmir? There's an Inyan to be Machmir when there's an advantage. In other words, you're still showing chashivas to the bracha by also being botseya on the shalem. So the ikar chumra is not just, oh, I'm going to try to be yote el choladeos, to chop around as many shitos as possible, right? Like we said, we don't paskin like that shita. The pshat is that through the chumra, we are emphasizing a certain value or a certain idea or a certain concept. And that might even be why the Gemara over there uses the Lashon HaMitzvah Menam Mavchar. We'll get there a little later. In other words, the pshat is that when is it that we try to do chumras, right? This is an interesting question. When is it that when the halacha says you don't have to do it, there's a certain maila to do it anyway, right? So that Gemara over there is saying, even though the halacha is your botzeya on the chitin or your botzeya on the shalem, but there's a chumra to do both. So that's either because by doing both, there's a certain value that we're emphasizing, even though the halacha says it's trumped, but it's still a Torah dika value. It's not just a random chumra. Chumras have to be done in a very thoughtful way. Alternatively, you could say over there an idea that we actually saw it in the Pnei Yeshua at the very beginning of the parak, explaining the Tosis on Daf Yud Beis, because it's easy to be machmir, to be both and both, so you could do it anyway. The point is that it's not just that there's one idea of either you should like be machmir for every shita that you could think of and every possible chumra, or no, you know, you should always follow the halach and hamachmir or raise a hediot and never do anything extra. It's a very mechushban question, right? So what are the reasons to be machmir? In this case, to say, Yari Shemayim Yotzei Shneihem. So we said, either because it's easy, and there's a chisaron over there, not to do it shows a certain callousness, or because you're emphasizing two values, even though halachically you don't need to, or the like. Either way, what comes out is that when you put these two sugyos together, is that sometimes there's an inyan to be machmir, and sometimes there's not. and figuring out when and how to do it. So that's a very, very precise calculation. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Bezos Hashem, next time on Sunday, we're going to talk about Shlakos. We're also going to talk about the sugya of Tamatza. Maybe, though I'm not sure if we'll get up to it. We could also go back to Tosla Shabbos and talk about a fiasco.
Is there a Uraim on that?
Oh, who would have guessed?
Maybe Ravya.
Maybe. So we'll talk, but I do want to talk about Tamatza, which also comes up. It's a little psachandik, but it does come up over here. It's something to think about. So I will work on Shlakos next time. And then, you know, we'll talk about Shir a little bit, the Shir of Akazias and the like, and also Birya, I hope we'll get to as well, which is on Tosfos on the top of Lama Tesmid Aleph. This is also a very interesting sugya. Okay. So, Hatzlacha Rabba to everyone. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
My pleasure.
That was heavy.
Good Shabbos. I can't hear you, Aaron.